Grace to you and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. What are the duties of a parent? Ask 100 different people and you'll probably come up with 100 different answers. There will be some similarities to be sure, but everyone has their own idea of what parenting is all about. Now, that's not only true of parents, it's also true of the experts. Ask one expert, they'll tell you that they'll teach authoritative parenting techniques, while another teaches permissive parenting. One promotes the advantages of the attachment model, while another warns of its dangers. There is no one definitive book or theory that teaches us how to parent. And yet the elements of, and I should say the parameters of good parenting can be found both in God's Word and also in God's creation. We need look no further than the animal kingdom to observe the basic duties and roles of a parent, the first of which we will be discussing this morning. Observe any mother bear or lion or chicken or squirrel or elephant or water buffalo or what have you, and you will quickly see that her first and primary duty as a parent is always to protect her child. And so it is with us also. When we become parents, God entrusts us with the life of another human being. As you well know, infants are totally incapable of protecting and caring for themselves. They are the most helpless, the most vulnerable, the most dependent of all of God's creation. Thus, our first responsibility as a parent is to protect our children from all that would harm them. All of which makes abortion that much more heinous. The very person that God has entrusted with the care and the protection of this new little life chooses instead to destroy that life. But that's a whole different sermon. As our children grow, this duty to protect changes and it evolves as our children become more capable and more independent. Again, this can readily be seen in the animal world. Through the years, our children's need for our protection diminishes. And yet, our need to be protective never does. As readily as this protective nature of parents is visible within animals, so also it is absolutely visible within God, our heavenly parent. From the very beginning, God set out to protect his children, Adam and Eve. If you remember back in the Garden of Eden, he gave them a warning of which tree not to eat from. He did that to protect them. But they ate from that tree anyway. He then cast them out of the Garden of Eden to protect them from eating of that tree of life so that they couldn't eat from that tree and live forever in their sinful state. He put a mark on Cain after he had killed his brother Abel to protect him from being harmed by others. At the Tower of Babel, he confused the people's languages so as to protect them from their arrogance and their independence from God. He gave to his children of Israel the Ten Commandments at Mount Sinai to protect them from the emptiness and the dangers of unholy living. He gave to Israel, when they came into the promised land, judges and kings to protect them from their enemies that surrounded them. He gave to them prophets to protect them from their pride And ultimately, he gave them his son, Jesus, his son, to protect them and to save them from the destruction and the damnation of their sin. The role of God as Father throughout the history of his people has always been one of protector. From the moment of our conception to the moment of our death, God watches over us as a loving father or mother watches over his or her children. That's good news, because we live in a world fraught with danger. The moment that we step outside of our house in the morning, our lives are at risk. Even within our own homes, our lives are in danger. From harmful bacteria on our countertops to faulty wires in the walls. Every moment of every day, we are surrounded by accidents waiting to happen. And violence only an instant away. Like little children, we're helpless against all that the world is capable of throwing at us. Left alone, we would stand little chance at survival. But we're not alone. Listen again to the protective parenting words of Psalm 121. I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. What a joy and a comfort it is to know that our Heavenly Father never, never takes His eyes off of us. That He protects us from all harm. Not just the harm that can happen to us here in this life, in this world. But also and especially the harm that can be caused in eternity because of our sin. That's why He sent His Son, Jesus, to this world. To suffer and to die and to rise again as a payment for our sin so that we would be forgiven and that we would be protected from the penalty of our sin. And by the power of His name, He raised Jesus to life on the third day to protect Him and to protect us from the destruction of death. As little children are watched over and protected by their parents, so God, our heavenly parent, our heavenly Father, watches over and protects us, both in this temporal life and in the everlasting life to come. Notice again those words at the end of Psalm 121. The Lord will watch over your coming and your going when? Both now and forevermore. It never ends. God's love is always with us. His watchful eye and His protective hands are always over us. Even when we are oblivious to Him, even when our eyelids close in the sleep of death, He never forgets us. I pray that this truth would bring you comfort and hope and courage as you face this very frightening and very dangerous world. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, amen.